A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Last week was an important week for U.S.-China relations and possibly for the rest of the world, right? High-level meetings to discuss trade. This one ended on Thursday. Both countries quite optimistic about the progress made. And here's what President Donald Trump had to say about that.
We don't have a deal. We never had a trade deal. We're going to have a great trade deal. But we never really had a trade deal with China. And now we're going to have a great trade deal with China if it all works out. And we look forward to it. It's going to be great for both countries. Not just us, not just them. This is going to be great for both countries.
U.S. President Donald Trump speaking there, calling it tremendous progress, and even said he expects to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping to strike the final bargain. That should happen later this month.
We're trying to work out a new trade deal with China. I think it'll happen. Something will happen. But it's a very big deal. It'll be, if it does happen, it'll be by far the largest trade deal ever made. I think that probably the final deal will be made, if it's made, will be made between myself and President Xi.
So as of now, the hard deadline of March 1st still stands. If no deal is met, then the U.S. will raise their tariffs on more than $200 billion worth of Chinese goods.
I think we can do it by March 1st. Can you get it down on paper by March 1st? I don't know. I can say on March 1st, the tariff on China goes to 25%, and that's a big tariff.
Now, another big news, we're all looking forward to Trump's State of the Union speech that's meant to take place tomorrow. We'll be celebrating Chinese New Year, of course, at that time. But the title for this year's speech is Choosing Greatness. Now, Trump plans to zero in on five different themes: immigration, trade, infrastructure, healthcare, and protecting America's national security. So to get more context to all of this, as always, I got a good friend of ours on the phone, all the way from Washington, our Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief, Nirmal Ghosh. Nirmal, good morning. Thanks for taking the time. Let's start with the State of the Union speech, all right? When are you expecting this to happen, and what is Trump likely to focus on? And if you can, just share with us why he's going to focus on all of that.
Hi, good morning. Yes, we're all getting ready. We're getting geared up for the State of the Union address, which is going to be on Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, which is Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Singapore time. President Trump is going to talk about his achievements, of course. Last week, as we know, job numbers exceeded expectations. So despite the shutdown, there is a lot of good news on the economic front. He will also spell out his vision for America. The theme is Choosing Greatness. He is going to ask Congress to rise above partisanship and help pass critical legislation on immigration, on lowering the price of drugs, on healthcare, on infrastructure investment, and so forth. Now, usually there may be bipartisan support for some of this, especially infrastructure. But the political divide is quite toxic, and the immigration issue particularly is very visceral. So while the president will be painting an optimistic can-do picture with an election up the road in 2020, the Democratic Party will not want to hand him any wins, which he could turn to his advantage in 2020. He will also talk about trade and about security. From an Asian perspective, we can expect him to talk about the trade war with China, and he could even announce when and where he will be meeting North Korea's Chairman Kim Jong-un.
So, State of the Union address, Wednesday morning, 10 a.m., second day of Chinese New Year. That's not so bad, actually. 10 a.m., yeah. Things are a little bit quiet on the second day of the New Year. Maybe we can watch this. But, number one, if you could tell us, why is the State of the Union so important to watch?
The State of the Union is very important constitutionally and also in terms of a platform. The last one, President Trump's first State of the Union in January 2018, drew a TV audience of well over 40 million. There is intense interest in this one as well because of the timing. It's right after the Democratic Party won a majority in the House, and the party is not in any mood to oblige the president.
Okay, we've got the State of the Union sorted. Let's put that aside. Let's talk about this U.S.-China trade deal, right? Trump, like we played earlier, seems very confident that, you know, the U.S.-China trade deal will be struck. I mean, for me, listening to that sounded a little bit vague, but if it is struck, when and in what form, Nirmal?
Well, yes, President Trump has been talking up the prospects of a deal, and he might do that at the State of the Union as well. There does seem to be momentum in the talks, but China simply buying more stuff is not going to cut it. We have up to the end of February to reach a deal before higher tariffs kick in from the American side. Of course, if that happens, it would not be good news. The sticking points in the deal are how much access will China give American companies and products? Does China change its practices so that American companies are not forced into joint ventures or forced to share their technology with Chinese partners? Is China going to continue to leech on American technology and innovation one way or another? So there is a lot bundled up in this, and not least, it is about enforcing a deal as well. We could get a deal by the end of the month, or we could get almost to the line and still need another meeting between President Trump and President Xi Jinping to push it through.
Hey, Namal, I just realized that next year, 2020, we would have had 4 years of Donald Trump. That means the U.S. is going to be facing their presidential elections, and there's been an expanding slate of Democratic candidates so far. What is the messaging, and who's likely to emerge as the front runners? I mean, how strong a challenge to Trump will these possible frontliners be?
Yes, some call this the silly season in the American presidential election cycle. You have a lot of trial balloons, a mix of serious, half-serious and non-serious candidates. And of course, a lot can happen to sink candidates well before the actual primaries, which, as we know, are by themselves a uniquely fratricidal feature of American democracy. So mostly we have an early Democratic field emerging, featuring Senator Cory Booker, who is very strong on social media, Senator Kamala Harris, who has created a stir by suggesting health care for all should be a right, and the health insurance industry could well be abolished. Now, health care was a key factor in the midterms last November, and she has defined the issue for herself quite early. Others, of course, will also adopt the issue. Bernie Sanders is in the running again. Some heavyweights like Joe Biden have yet to come forward. If Joe Biden, former vice president, does run, he would be a very serious contender. So the issues are well known. But voters, by and large, we have to remember, won't be so much as drilling into the issues as going for candidates who are able to define an issue in a particular way. And that depends on the personality of the candidate. We saw Donald Trump do that in 2016 very successfully. In fact, the diverse array of candidates, you could say, is part of the Trump effect. If Donald Trump can do it, so can I, so to speak. So one critical thing to watch out for, and this is very critical, is a third candidate, an independent, and especially an independent that is self-funded. Ross Perot did that in 1992, and Ralph Nader in 2000. In 1992, Perot, taking away votes from the Republican candidates, strengthened Bill Clinton, who won the presidency. Similarly, in 2000, Ralph Nader was seen to take just enough votes away from Al Gore to tip the election in Florida specifically. This is why a lot of Democrats have urged Howard Schultz, former CEO of Starbucks, not to run. A lot of the so-called never-Trumpers are saying now is the time when we must be united to ensure he doesn't get re-elected and we can fight other battles later.
Wow, 2020 is going to be really exciting. Thanks a lot for bringing up that Joe Biden might be a possibility if he decides to run. I'll be interested to see that. But I guess it is along that theme. If Donald Trump can do it, so can I. Nirmal, as always, thank you so much for your time. We've been speaking to Nirmal Ghosh, Straits Times US Bureau Chief from Washington.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.